Your first date went well, but now you're getting the Provo fade?
John and Justin can help with the second date update.
Second date update, if you've been out on that date and you thought things were going great, like you're like, man, I crushed it, definitely a date number two, and then date number two never comes, you can reach out to us. We'll try to get to the bottom of it, like we're going to do with Aaron today. Morning, Aaron. So what's going on? You left us a Facebook message, and it says you met Bob a while ago now. It was, what, at a Halloween party?
Yeah. So we met at a Halloween party. He cornered me pretty early, but not in, like, a weird, creepy way. It was cute. And we exchanged numbers at the end of the night. We got along really well. I actually really hate first dates.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked if we could just go on a double date.
And really? You like double dates?
I do, because I have a twin.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, I really like to go on dates with my twin. But, so he grabbed a friend. He and his friend met up at my house. And so then they could meet my twin. We're identical. And so we all four met, and then we went out to dinner from there. And it seemed great. But my sister got a second date with Bob's friend. And Bob hasn't called me.
Ooh.
Oh, awkward.
I could just picture, though, like, Bob knocking on the door and, like, Aaron standing there, and then her sister comes out behind, like, hello. Like,
double your pleasure. Double your fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's like almost stepbrothers. Like,
that's pretty good.
Like, there's, so, like, Bob didn't know ahead of time that your friend that you're bringing out with you was actually your identical twin sister.
No, it was, like, a surprise. But, I mean, we're, like, really fun together, and, you know, she's just my best friend in every way, and it was really funny.
Did she do something to maybe razzle-dazzle Bob's buddy?
Oh.
Like, did you take notes? Because maybe she did something that you didn't.
Are you saying she might be a better dater?
Yeah. Listen, we all have our strengths.
Right.
I'm a terrible dater, but I'm one heck of an entertainer, so.
I mean, it's possible. I don't know. I just thought that she and I were really on a roll, crushing it with our dates.
And for some reason, though, she got that call back and you didn't. Huh. It's kind of weird because we almost have like our very own litmus test going on.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
And obviously, Bob liked you enough to, like, as you said, corner you at a Halloween party, which sounds a little creepy, but.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
It doesn't sound great.
She assured us that it was sweet cornering, not creepy cornering.
Well, why don't we get.
It was in a good way.
It was in a good way. You were happy to be cornered by him.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't we get Bob's number and we'll just call him up and see why he's not calling you back.
Okay.
John and Justin
on Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Aaron, who met Bob way back at a Halloween party, and he cornered her early, but as Aaron said, not in a creepy way. They just got along. They exchanged numbers, and Aaron said, let's do a double date for our first date. So Bob grabbed a buddy, showed up at the house, and that's when Aaron showed off not her friend, but her identical twin sister, who was right there.
Sure.
And here's the rub. The sister got a call back from the friend, but Aaron's not hearing back from Bob.
It's such a bummer. I feel so bad for Aaron.
Yeah. So, Aaron, are you still there?
I'm here.
We were able to track down Bob and get him on, so I'm going to pick up with him, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You're on the air right now. John, Justin, Jackson, Mix 105.1. I hope that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay. We're playing a quick game of Never Have I Ever. And here's how it works. If you have, just let us know. We want to hear the story. Never have I ever been out on a date with identical twins. Anyone around here?
And twins.
And how about you, Bob? Have you been out on a date with identical twins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, recently, yeah.
That's actually why we're calling you, Bob. We heard from Erin, who you went out with, and she said that you brought your buddy, she brought her sister, and it was a great date, and now, you know, her sister's got this second date, but you haven't called Erin.
Yeah, well, I didn't feel it was a great date. You know, I thought it was ridiculous. You know, I mean, they're identical twins. You know, I show up. They open the door. They're standing there. They're wearing the same clothes. You can't tell them apart. They have all these little inside jokes. You know, they say that, you know, they're really connected. You know, one will tell a joke in one room, the other one will laugh in the other room. And And they have this creepy laugh when they would tell their stories that, you know, that you know, it's just weird. It was so creepy, you know, and they were joking about, oh, which one's the evil twin? Can you tell? And making jokes about like The Shining and stuff. And I'm like,
hold on. This was all on your date that this was happening?
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
oh, that's
hilarious. They're making jokes, and they say that they have twin tuition and stuff like that. Like one knows what the other one's thinking and all that. It was just creepy, man. It was just creepy for me. My buddy was into it. He thought it was, oh, wow, this is great, you know. But I was like, I don't know. It just didn't do it for me. It was kind of weird.
Well, I got to tell you, Bob, your twin tuition must not be ringing right now because Aaron's listening in on the other line. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
You're hearing Bob. He's talking about how it was much for the first date. You and your sister dressing alike. Like, what do you think? Have you heard this before?
No, I absolutely have not. Normally, guys are just like really into having a twin.
Yeah. So Jackson wanted to know, like, is this something you do often? Like, you guys go out on dates together?
Yeah.
Has it been a problem before? Like. Because, I mean, clearly it's a pretty big problem for Bob.
I guess normally it's just, like, all or nothing. They both want to come out with us again or neither of us. So this, like, weird thing where there's something wrong with me is what's bothering me. Because, like, my twin and I we're always together and, like...
Yeah, I get it. You guys are close, you know? You're really close. You're twins,
yeah,
and everything, and... You know, I know it was just, you thought it was fun. It was just a joke, but the joke lasts for a minute. This went on for hours and it was just weird.
Hey, Bob,
weird.
At any point, were they sitting across from each other at the table and they started to almost do like a mirror improv game? I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
They were sitting next to each other. So it was bad enough.
Oh,
you know,
double vision. I gotta be honest. I would have been entertained, but you're saying the joke got old. Like at some point you're like, okay, I want some substance, not just style. And it was nothing more than kind of like twin jokes the whole time.
Yeah. Kind of, sort of. They were really into them. You know, they were just joking with each other and it wasn't, I don't know. It was that inside joke that they were sharing, but I didn't think it was that funny. You know,
Really think you'd have a good time, John? Have you ever been stuck in a room with people with nothing but inside jokes? It's terrible. You're a third wheel on your own date.
Well, maybe we can try it again with a new date. This time, no twins allowed. Bob, would you be interested? And I mean, we'll pay for it. That way, it doesn't come out of your pocket.
I'm not too sure. You know, I mean, you know, what if they're going to be playing a joke and it turns out that it's her sister instead of Aaron? You know, and it just would creep me out totally.
Halfway through, they're like, "Got you."
Yeah, great.
That's terrible.
Right. One pops up from the back seat. It's like, oh no.